Hello friends, we are learning the subject of customer-centric organization. We are on chapter 4 now. Chapter 4 is on designing the customer-centric enterprise. In the third chapter, we have learnt how to aggressively become more customer-centric. In this chapter, we will learn about how can you design systematically a customer-centric enterprise. And Professor Ashish Hathi is going to take you through this. The set objective for this particular chapter, though there are very numerous of them, but it is principally designing the customer-centric organization, maximizing the experience. So, customer-centric organization is what? Experience matters. Everything is centered around customer and the experience. So, exceeding the expectation, then from becoming a product-centric to becoming a customer-centric. So, how's that journey? That is consequence of not being customer centric, success factor to becoming a customer centric. So, what are the factors that may help you too? And delivering the company to the customer. So, that's where the whole change that comes. So, product centric company versus customer centric company, and then customer centricity in service marketing. Service marketing is a different ballgame. So, we'll get a preview or some basic understanding about how an organization can be customer centric even in the service marketing. So, we start with designing the customer-centric organization aspects. Essentially, what does it mean designing a customer-centric organization in today's world, today's parlance? It's a comprehensive customer organizational model. It's a comprehensive model centered around how to put in place various infrastructure and organize them to deliver as per the demand of the customer. So, how to put the entire organization in place vis-a-vis the structure also, infrastructure, the organization structure, etc. And then how do you organize them around demand of the customer? So, it means what? It means forming a long-term relationship with the most valuable customers, not every customers, forming a long-term relationship. So, you are trying to capture the customer's lifetime value. But which customers? Not every one of them, the select few. Interacting with these customers across multiple touch points. Customers have a freedom to go wherever he is convenient, wherever he finds convenience, wherever he wants to take a help of your product or the service. You should be able to interact very well. And integrating the result of this context into a consistent company position to the customer. So, while various touch points are being explored, your positioning is at stake. So, how do you ensure that experience that the customer gets is aligned with the positioning that you have across irrespective of the touch point that is being utilized by the consumer? So, one is an understanding of the customer needed to implement customer-centric system. Okay. So, that's a moving here, you know, from understanding the essence, we are moving into what may be needed technology front. So, there is a CRM system. So, you require a customer relationship management system. It's a complete integrated real-time enterprise system that not only stores the customer's related data, but processing information to connect back with the sales or the service people, tip them and enable interaction with the customers on a fruitful line of course of action that will continuously keep your customer engaged with your brand, your company. It's not about, you know, just insert CRM into your organization and then declare you are a customer centric. No, it doesn't go that way. The second factor that is generally prohibiting companies to move towards customer centricity, the entire journey, entire reorientation is the belief that they are already customer centric. While they are not, they may be customer focused, but they are not customer centric. For the past 10 to 15 years, these firms have been working hard to become and go close to the customers or being a customer focused, but yet they are not customer centric. That's another paradox. While acknowledging that the work has been necessarily be useful. So, whatever that they have done is not a waste. It is required. It is useful. Okay. It doesn't make the customer-centric organization. So, that's the one fundamental aspect. To be customer-centric, firm must literally organize around the customer. So everything, he is at the center. So I will take you through this particular framework. So we are understanding and designing the customer-centric organization. So these are those seven steps one need to adhere to. It starts with the first step, which is towards the left-hand side. Visible customer-focused leadership. So that's what the leadership matters. We have studied earlier. He has to set himself. He has to set the pathways. He has to monitor the he has to see that people walk together, and then he has to monitor the outcome and try and see that, you know, he gets the collective support, followed by understand your customers. So there is no option to not understanding your customers. So you have to understand everything about it, right from his likes, dislikes, who is he, his likes, dislikes, consideration sets, etc., the touch points, the buying behavior and whatnot. Then third is the designing the customer experience. Now, the difference between early days and customer-centric this thing is, the customer centricity believes the experience delivery to the customer. Earlier also we have seen that expectations, there are various expectations, and expectations fulfillment essentially is achieved through experience delivery. And in the product, mere exchange of product used to take place. In the service, mere delivery of service used to take place effectively. In the customer-centric scenario, it's the experience which matters. So you have to align everything which is from the experience delivery point of view. Then frontline, that is fourth, is the empower the frontline. Empower the frontline means frontline, first of all, should understand the criticality of they being there as a face of the customers, they being there with whom only the customer interacts, rest everything is back end. And so in such case, they should realize that the moment a customer encounters an issue, or moment you get a request, or moment you get an exceptional situation, how do you get on with it and try to attend to that, so that overall at the end of that, customer feels that somebody attended to him, heard him, somebody cared for him and did what best one can do. So that's the empowerment. So it's like making employee realize that they are the brand, and therefore their acts, their behavior matters, and they should be allowed to take certain steps, which is an empowerment. So for that, a lot of skill required, and skill building is also required. Align and engage the back office. That's the fifth one. A front end is helpless if the back end is not efficient and effective. Front end is supposed to deliver real-time experience to the customer, for which required data and support comes to them from the front end. So right feed of data, timely analysis of it, timely back-end handling. So you are as a frontline just accepting the order, and you have accepted the order, collected maybe payment, but it's the frontline, it's a back-end system and the process and the people there who has to ensure that the timely SMS go, timely pickup has happened for that parcel, and you know, whatever that onward journey is been attended well, and customer is kept in the loop. The customer metrics, this is what are the parameters on which you will evaluate your performance. So that's the customer side of metrics. Metrics also will not be developed from your point of view. Metrics will be developed from customer point of view. So metrics will not be, when I say your point of view, how many orders you attended in a day. Metrics may be how many satisfied customers you attended today. So that goes on to the satisfaction score rating that you get. So that's the orientation. Seventh and the last is feedback and continuously improve. So there are certain areas where you may notice some changes are happening for which you do not have the answer, and therefore you need to connect with the target customers, connect with your potential customers, connect with your old customers and get some feedback. and based on the insight that you get and the data that you analyze, get in the mode of continuous improvement. So that's the whole design model of being getting customer centric. Okay, here the title, do read as three steps of designing the customer centric organizations. Please be careful. Earlier is the indicative seven steps framework. This is three stages, you can say, or three milestones that one can adhere to. It starts with the power of co-design and the stay the course. And then the third is following. So essentially this I will try to help you understand. The co-design is a very powerful mechanism wherein you bring customers to be a part of your entire product delivery process, development, etc. Three steps covered under the power of co-design. So under the co-design, these are the three steps one can take. Build a framework that is focused on understanding the customer experience from the customer's point of view. So create a focused environment, focused people, focused organization who looks at the starting point is the customer experience, and that also not from your intermediary or your point of view, from the point of view of customers. The second is create a service blueprint to identify the future state of your business. Service blueprint, create a service blueprint is entire process flow chart wherein step by step interactions are noted. Noted means what has to happen at that point of time, the role of your person, the expectation from the customers, also pinpoints that there is a likely delay area. This is the area where probably the delay could occur. How can you likely failure points? So what may fail? So say like you offer a free valet parking, but parking space is not available. So that's a likely fallout. So how do you handle in such case? What is your backup plan? So that entire service blueprint, okay, that is aligned to your evolving future state of your organization. So redundant thing has to go out. Step three, step up a new measurement process to help keep everyone accountable. Now the measurement system has to be dynamically aligned in such a way that it doesn't look at the silos. It breaks the silos and creates a win-win this thing for everyone accountable, because everyone knows that their performance depends on the performance of some other back-end team member. So one cannot be blamed for not performing if the back-end is not done. There cannot be a situation where back-end scores more and front-end is penalized. So create a very accountable measurement system. So these are the three steps essentially. Three steps are aligned to power of co-design. Okay, so that's where I said you have to be careful. Yes, the seventh step, this design remains of the developing a customer-centric organization. These three steps are essentially for power of co-design. Under the same thing, getting started. So structure the organization by customer segment. So we enter into a next section, though it is all geared towards telling you how do you design customer-centric organization. So in that, structure the organization by customer segment so as to maximize the experience. Broadly, briefly, experience matters in customer-centric organization. You are not serving every customer, so you need to know which segment of the customer or which class of the customer that you are servicing, and for that then you align all your delivery system. Okay, so first principle will be dealt with getting the right customers to the right channel. So once you have that segment clarity, your task then is to see that how a right customer is directed towards the right channel. So you have say online sale, there is a different way a customer is handled. Brick and mortar or call center base, there are different ways in which the customers are handled. So when customer uses a specific touch point, he is directed to a specific intermediary channel, specific supporting channel. So therefore he gets the best of the experience. So that's the outcome of that. Design capabilities need translate into capabilities. Okay, needs translates into capabilities. Now it's not that the full aspects that one need to understand. We will try and touch base the core perspective. So developing a design capabilities means developing the whole organization structure in such a way that it becomes innovative centric. So you see essentially there are two parts. This two parts is nothing but your go-to market options, you know. So one is a design capability, second delivery capabilities, right? And with that design capabilities, you have to look at what information you have, you know, what is the market intelligence, so that you convert, you kind of identify appropriate segments, you get required insights and competitive intelligence, and based on that, how are you able to pull out a value proposition which will distinctly stand you apart. And then the delivery capabilities does cover things like offering, messaging and sales and other support. So in that there are various aspects being covered, offering product and pricing, so that you see that price are related to the value that you provide. Messaging is all about how you create your brand, how you develop your positioning, etc. And then you create that pull, which is demand generation. Sales and support is all around sales force management, the channel effectiveness, etc. And the post sales support. So now this leads to on one hand entire mobilization of the team, employee, etc. And the extreme end, it results into the customer experience, and there is a closed loop. Closed loop essentially is in the bottom, which acts as an enabler. Organization structure, decision role of individuals, various customer experience centric matrices, entire culture of an organization, the IT bandwidth, innovation spirit within, and the way organization's whole operates, keeping customer in the center. So this is about structure the organization by customer segments to maximize the customer experience. And then that second part is design capabilities. So still understanding the structure the organizations by customer segments to maximize the customer experience, company usually will need to take 6 steps to create most value from the customer relationship. So how does the relationship gives you back more value? So that's what this 6 thing has to be taken, 6 steps. Establish a customer-centric understanding of segment and their evolving need. Customer-centric, it is not that without meeting them, without listening to them, without talking to them, you try and derive. It is from customer being a party to your development of their evolving needs, that's where the customer-centric understanding comes. The second is, built on this foundation, is to create understanding of each customer interaction throughout the customer's life cycle. The second most focus is, how can you pull in the life cycle view? Okay, life cycle view. And then, in that life cycle, how will you ensure that experience principle sustains? Because as the person moves ahead in his life, his expectation of experience also may change. Identify the implications for the 4 CRM functions. How the CRM related 4 functions, that is marketing, customer service, sales and reporting and analytics, have to, what are those dynamics and the implications of it after the CRM comes in. This dynamics has to result in the support to customer needs and interaction. Do they facilitate that? Then fourth is, catalog and prioritize gaps in the current strategy. So catalog means put before you what all going wrong. Prioritize the gaps in the current strategy, both in terms of structure, process and enabling technology. So this has to be prepared as your fact find mission, so that you know where you need to focus upon in your subsequent iteration. Develop a roadmap for addressing any gaps. So you have to have a plan, not only address gap, change management, because things are constantly changing. Being customer centric requires a lot of flexibility. So this has to happen, you know, change management. And for that, what all support people, individual will require, and execute phase initiative. Execute the planned initiative. as per the roadmap. So we have finished, these are the six things. Now, in this same continuation, six steps we have taken, company usually, to extract more from the value, but this will still not succeed if all stakeholders do not take six steps, you know, seriously, thereby enabling the customer focused problem solving approach. If they do not do that, they will not have a problem solving approach, and they lend into being customer focused, but they may not be customer centric. If done, this will allow the greater collaboration among various functions. Silos will be broken, and that involved cross-functional approach will help everyone to move towards one direction. Significant implications for organizational structure and culture are often encountered. Implications for the organizational structure. So, to become customer-centric with the existing set of organization and hierarchy, it is next to impossible. So, a lot has to happen on your structural this thing. The cultural shift is required. And this has to be handled, okay. So, and this has to be handled for all the functions. You cannot be saying that any marketing function has to only shift, okay. So, these are accustomed to operating in a high degree of autonomy. And this function has to break their silos, break their autonomous way. They have to become collaborative working parties, you know. So, that's what is another important aspect. And now we try to understand one aspect that we discussed, the structure of the organization is very critical. So, we will try to focus on that part. So, why the organization structure has to be relooked? Because organizations also evolve and they have to align with the changing time. So, gone are the eras, and you are getting a perspective of various era specific change. There was a time when marketing was one of the equal function. So, there was a production, there was a finance, there was a sales, there was a marketing, etc. So, marketing was one of the all function. Then as the change came, marketing has taken a role to become a lead structure. Lead structure in the sense, they come in front. They come in front because they are in touch with the customers. And organizations, everything depends on the customer. So, marketing is assigned that role that you be the lead and internalize various things. So, that's where the marketing has become a center point. But marketing was still a separate function. Now, the role has come to become a customer centric. Marketing has to play the role of being an integrative function where marketing doesn't take things based on what he observes or hears, etc. Marketing pulls the customer in their entire development. So, in their entire development of a product to understand customer need, changing need or process, you know, the centricity vis-a-vis the customer need and all. Marketing pulls customers and work with them and therefore acts and facilitates the integrative functioning. So, other functions do not feel that they have been directed or dictated, they see that marketing is an integrative function and therefore they value what has been revealed by the marketing after interaction with the customers. So, that's why the structure has to really go dynamically different to support your initiative to be customer-centric organization. So, one very important aspect now that you must understand is the difference between customer-centric organization versus customer-focused organization. Now, just to help you understand, customer-focused organizations care about what the wants, while the customer-centric companies care about the needs of their customer. It's a very, very powerful statement. Customer-focused companies, the want are something that is a specific satisfier that a customer is looking at. This customer focus organizations will just try to meet that, while the customer centric organizations focus on the need, which is a main human aspect centric, you know, perspective where you try to address the need and provide a solution to the need. So that's the simplest yet very powerful aspects. So let's see how customer focus versus customer centric, customer focused organizations they are targeting, their entire interaction is slightly more in terms of giving some experience, but overall is still around selling the product, selling more stuff. All processes that they have designed or redesigned is accomplished little more than delivering just an experience while driving greater margin. So even the process realignment, adoption, adherence, etc., that is happening, it has happened to give little more than probably what customers are expecting. But however, the back end is constantly driving towards the contribution, increased market share, etc. So you see, you are not fully customer centric, you are self centric also. So that's why it is customer focused. Processes are also designed to accomplish little more, not that entirely customer view based, customer need based orientation to that. And when they do it, they just scratch certain aspects, you know, then they scratch certain aspects, but overall it is still driving a greater margin contribution and increase the share. So even in the process, there are a need for slightly better this thing that you provide, but always there is a share for market share, there is a concern for the contribution, etc. And then managers do not always understand the value. Managers do not always understand the value to the customer relationship beyond a measure of revenue. So for them, the revenue is nothing but getting continuous sale from one particular customer, and that is what they consider that as a relationship. Okay, so with that as a node, we get into the next aspects, which is a customer centric organizations. So how they are different? They are the organizations that looks at the world from the outside in perspective. Outside in, there are two ways of perspective: inside out. Everything organization does is based on their competency, their understanding, their infrastructure, etc. Outside in requires a different dimension. You first look at the customer, first look at their need, first look at, understand their expectations, and then realign yourself, realign your structure, realign infrastructure that you have. So outside in perspective, you're more likely to build deeper and longer lasting and more profitable customers. So it doesn't do this at the cost of the profit, but it builds a more profitable long-term relationship. Organization goes beyond delivering than what customers simply wanted. So that's means they, that centricity itself will make them know what exactly the customer wants, so they are able to exceed that. They get deep understanding of their fundamental needs. So they will understand by virtue of being customer centric where, what is actually the need is, where actually the pain is. So they know exactly what solution is to be looked at. Organizations that are aligned around their customers seek to understand the world through their eyes. So every aspect that they design, they will want customers' involvement. They will want customer feedback. Companies seek greater results and bring more innovative products. Such companies, because they are close to the customers, because they are putting an effort to understand them, they can gauge the change ahead of others, and therefore they are able to introduce new product, create innovative solutions, etc., and be the leader in the market. So that's about customer centric companies that differentiate them from the customer focused companies. So now, under the same thing, organization structure and customer centricity, that there are core elements of organization design that one has to keep in mind. Structure, we have, I think, learned more than enough. Then comes the people, then comes the process, and then the reward. Yes, we have intermittently touched on the people and process as well, and the reward. Under the people, there are various frameworks, which is personnel approach, mental model, sales bias, and culture. A process is nothing but how every aspect of a transaction gets handled, and reward is those who achieve, how are they rewarded. That has to be the part of organization structure, at least among the customer-centric organization. So let me briefly cover this for you. Structure is that entire organization is oriented towards customer at the center, where right from the need understanding state, product development, service development, customer is always in the center. and various other perspective that is to happen, which is breaking of the silos, and every function is oriented towards delivering the expected experience. So they, every function is to back up the front end people so that they are in a position to create an experience. So that's the this thing about the structure. The people, of course, as we know, is the center of your catalyst of your organization's image. Now there are four subset or four approaches that one can take. One is a personal approach where you empower your people. You create an environment of empowerment where people will own the responsibility of delivering or exceeding the customer experience. And while they do that, the organizational interest is definitely taken care of. But idea is that the customer is first, and then you are looking at a long-term relationship. So that's the empowerment-oriented approach. Mental model. Mental model is helping your people think, instead of what more can I sell it to this person, they should think what more or what combination of a solution, product solution, will enable the customers to overcome the problem that he or she is encountering. So that's the tweak that is needed in the mental thinking. So that's why the mental model, the sales bias is always towards selling more. So instead of selling more, sales bias, one should take into account sale right. Sale right is the approach wherein customers will at the end appreciate that he's been heard, he has been able to represent his need, and then the one who's handled him is able to give him things what is as per his requirement. And then the culture is again the entire shift that is needed. The culture of an organization is driven towards understanding customer and delivering what is needed by him, and delivering in a way that it exceeds the expectation with the promise to have a relationship with the customers. And that relationship will extend over a lifetime. So that's what is the cultural aspects among people. Process, all processes are relooked, redesigned, continuously improved to see that anything that prevents you from bringing customer in the center is relooked, discarded, and every aspect is given from the customer point of view. Every process is redesigned to know as to what is at that point of time are the expectation of the customers, and can your new system meet those expectations. And finally, the reward is the reward that an organization gives it, reward that organization gives it to both loyal customers on one hand and the internal team in the is the inside of it. So outside in requires the reward, which is even the customer needed to be recognized for their longevity with you. So that's the organization structure and customer centricity. This is the core element of organizational design. Then we are entering into a new section, which is beyond parity to exceeding expectations. So parity means you keep giving routine, okay, while customer centricity requires you to exceed the expectations. So the new organizational target. So in this case, meeting the expectation is no longer a receipt for the success. So it warns you that if you think you are constantly meeting the expectation, then you are bound to somewhere get outdated. Okay. So then in the age where customer centric organization deliver experience that exceeds customer expectation, all in most basis, the customer experience is defined as the complete value proposition. So only serving the customer as he expected, as he wanted you to, is no more a recipe. Okay. So here, the customer experience is defined as a complete value proposition. So how are you able to create value, deliver value, okay, across all the touch points and across whenever he interacts with you, okay? Companies that deliver experience that merely meet expectation will soon become a simple commodity. As I told you earlier, that is not a recipe for success. You will be outsmarted by the other customer-centric organizations. So alternatively, companies that seek to differentiate their experience do so to deliver unique value that will delight customers. So instead of a standard parity-based experience, always try to exceed experience, always try to delight customers so that they keep coming back to you. in their attempt to exceed their expectation, these organizations pursue the wow factor. So they always want to create a wow for the customer, so that they feel, customer feels that, oh, today was something different, you know, good, I have been here. So that's the perspective. So now we enter into another section, from product centric to customer centric. How can that major leap, how can this major leap be taken? So that is what we will try to understand. The greatest challenge faced during an attempt to become a customer centric is the inherent conflict. Inherent conflict. So what is that? Increase customer experience satisfaction, simultaneously lower cost. So they both are opposite to each other. To exceed and meet customer expectations, it is paramount necessary that you constantly evolve, invest, look at the process, redesign process, automate part of the process. So those are the things. And the other end, there is always a pressure to lower the cost. So how this inherent conflict be resolved? The lower cost for increasing experience, companies must increase the relevance of their customer experience. So while you struggle to, while you attempt to lower the cost, the relevance of that service should not go down. Company should see that they are able to manage making relevancy part more important to the customers. So what happens, on the one hand, customer continues to get what he wants. The other end, you are able to provide this at a marginally lower cost. The inherent conflicts of product-centric companies, lowering cost often equates with lowering the quality. So that's another psychological framework. You lower the quality and thereby lower the cost, or lower cost means lower quality. That's how people presume, okay, leading to customer demand for lower price. So what happens? Now, in such a scenario, one should not forget, if you pursue this inherent conflict, if you pursue lowering the cost that you achieve by lowering the quality, it's a vicious cycle. Customer will again ask you for the lower cost. So your cycle will continue. How many times can you go on reducing the quality? There will be a point where the quality will be so fruitless, you know, customers himself will know. So that's a big challenge, or the trick in the inherent aspect of conflict. So one has to understand first these aspects before making a leap. Product-centric companies often accelerate their own simple or basic commodities. They will always try to put forward minor modified product, okay? They fail to understand what is a change that has happened which requires a relook at your product design. Closing the experience gap between the customer facing and back office function. So there are always a staff who is dealing with the customer, but there is always a back office which is supporting the front end, okay? Are not merely a philosophical discussion, but represents a pressing operational challenge. It has been established that front end and the back end do not sync well. Now, that be the case, even while you want to take a mega leap to become a customer-centric organization, This aspect should not be taken as a mere truth of the organization, but it should be taken as a challenge. It should be accepted as an operational challenge. Only then you will try to see that back end is well aligned to the front end requirement, and then they deliver what is needed in time, in a format the way it is expected, so that front end is able to service the customer well. So that's another aspect. So we understood how to make a quantum leap from being product centric to customer centric. So those are the points that we studied. Thank you, friends.